What's good, everybody? This is Mr. Composition, the MC that writes fiction. We're back at it with a live reaction review of Black Clover, Chapter 324. Now, I dropped the shorts in regards to the spoilers and leaks. I saw the fan translation, so now get to actually give y'all a long-form piece of, you know, content talking about what's going down, and these are the official chapter, so this is already crazy. So if you're new to the channel, make sure to leave a like, make sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell on so you don't miss when I drop a video. And we're on the road to 1,000 subscribers, so make sure to help a brother out, hit that subscribe. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into it. So this one starts differently than a lot of chapters because the first page does not have as far as the chapter information. And it just starts with all the magic I just took goes to my right fist. I'm gonna pay you back double, Devil King. Man, that is Zora's that dude. This looks crazy. The way Zora's fit, like, I just want that as a t-shirt because that looks so dope. Boom. Okay, Black Clover page chapter 324, Kids Playground. Boom, hits Lucifero with it. Dang, it looks like it might have broke his freaking arm or whatever, and you see Lucifero pull back and his arm is all just sizzling, and then the grimoire blasted thing, and then Yami and Yak come out. Good one, Zora and Nero. It looks like Sekire might heal Zora up. Yami's like, so the Black Bulls, you've seen them yourself, obviously, but they're fun to watch, yeah. Yeah, you see, this is a really cool scene of just like Nock, and I think he's in his cat, you know, union mode, and he's just like, you see all the different Black Bulls and everything like that. And then we get this inner dialogue where Nock is like, they do everything I imagine they could and surpassed all of it. I hate to admit it, but you're right. And Zora's just like, hey, get out there, look good for us, boss man. And Sekire's like, good luck. Which is really dope. Like, seeing Sekire and both Zora as well, because when Zora first came in the, you know, thing, it was just all like, he didn't care. It was like, no ounce of respect at all. And then Yami's like, if my brigade's done this much, I better step up to it. I don't get why, but I'm flooded with power. That attack took out Slotos. Gemodello, can you fight? Barely. Got that, Vice Captain? Sounds good, Captain. Modazone at full power. Shadow Magic, X Dark Magic, Kids Playground. Dang, man. I can't wait to see this animated. This looks so dope. Ricky, you see Yami and Nock, and then Lucifero's kind of looking like, huh? You know, like, they're coming towards him and everything like that. Then you get these shadow Yamis and everything, and Nocks that are coming out of them. And then it's like dark spread shadows. And then this union mode with Nock looks crazy. This is incredible, Mr. Nock. Power surging through me. Devil Eunice, Canis X, Felix, yeah. And I hate to admit it, shadow creates darkness. Dark cloak, deep black blade. Yo, they're just getting... Yo, that is dope. That is dope. Infinite synergy between darkness and shadows. Like, dang, yo, they're going in. And then you got the second layer devil, supreme devil, that's floating, looking at this going on, and he's like, huh? And then Lucifero is just like, he's got an actual and it looks like a Black Clover, which is interesting. I've heard a couple of people bring that up, and I have a theory that I think we might be like, with Lucifero being at 50%, I wouldn't be surprised if symbolically Black Clover is about 50 Cent done. I wouldn't be mad at that. Another cool, like, 300 plus chapters. And then Lucifero is just all like, it's possible for humans to end me. Oh, man. And then there's another look and it just goes all black. I acknowledge you. Like, it's just this look. He's like, I acknowledge you. Therefore, I will kill you utterly. You, your parents, siblings, friends, neighbor, all of humanity. I will annihilate every last one of you using all the power I now possess. What? And Yami's like, what's he's just now getting serious? Screw that. But well, thanks, Nero. And you see freaking Nero did heal Asta. You see Yuno getting up. You gotta come about as far as we can, you two. We've come about as far as we can, you two. You're all torn up. You gonna be okay? I don't want to hear that from you, freaking Asta. You know, here comes the final showdown. Let's get her done. Yes, sir. And freaking, oh, a Yami knock and freaking Asta and Yuno combined freaking attack on Lucifero. Lucifero has this new transformation. And the way his arms are, it's just like, all right, I acknowledge you. Now you're about to get these hands. You thought that these hands were dangerous before? Nah, son. You see this? Like, yo, this is insane. Honestly, I see possibly Marileona coming back to fight, because it's just like, you know, she's not about to see all this stuff and just sit in the wayside. So I'm curious to see, like, what is going on with her, whether she powered down or to save herself, you know. But that's where the chapter ends. And yo, I think there's gonna be a break next week, so I'm gonna be thinking of some cool video ideas to drop, you know, as the week goes on. But let's talk about this. So one of the dope parts is definitely shout out to Zoro, because that freaking bounce back, throwing that back at Lucifero is freaking insane. But one of the main things is the grimoire blasted thing. It's like, that in itself, because Lucifero is doing all this without a grimoire. So even though the word magic devil was like, yo, the grimoire brings out the ultimate, you know, potential of devil and everything like that, Lucifero doesn't seem to be too fond of it, you know. But the fact that we do have a five leaf already clover grimoire with Asta's, and we have a four leaf, you know, with Yuno's that could be turned into a devil, there's a lot of things going on with that. So that in itself is very, very dope. The other thing that is ridiculously dope is this part is on that full power shadow magic x dark magic is like the dopest thing. This kid's playground with freaking Yami and Nock is super dope. Like, and the fact that they realize that their magic is synergizing with it to make them even more powerful and actually going to get, oh my goodness, that joint is dope. That joint is so dope. Then we get the second layer demons just all like, huh? Because he noticed that they're able to affect Lucifero. So that in itself is interesting, because it's just all like, has he been holding out because he felt that Lucifero had it? Like, it's just all like, you're Lucifero. But does this mean that we're going to, the second Adramelech's gonna come out to play? Like, that's gonna be interesting. Lucifero, if Adramelech, that's gonna be like my prediction for chapter 325, is Adramelech may come into the fight. And if so, I'm waiting for divine intervention. I think everybody's just all like, it may seem like a cop-out, but these people are ridiculously powerful. Lucifero is just now getting serious. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So we got that. Then, of course, we got Lucifero acknowledging them. We get Asta and Yuno coming into the fray, which is super dope. And we got this new Lucifero transformation. So there's a lot that's going on. There's a lot that's going on. And I'm, you know, as far as just my little mini predictions that I like to do with this, I think that Adramelic, if the chapter doesn't, if the volume doesn't end on this chapter and it ends on the next one, I feel like it's going to end with Adramelic either coming into the fight or someone getting like ridiculously hurt. Like, I don't know. This is about to get crazy. Even Lucifero's horns and everything like that. I think that there's something to that with the horns. Now, what's interesting is I don't see Libe. So I wonder if Libe was able to get healed up and what Asta's going to do. I think Asta, I personally think Asta's real power up, I feel like it's going to happen. If Asta does die, I definitely feel like the power-up's gonna happen after when he comes back to life. You know? Because we've seen... I mean, just even with the... When we first got, like, Block Asta and everything like that, and he met Libe for the first time, it was... He got freaking, like, penetrated through like the heart. He's basically dead, you know. So I think that there's gonna be something with that. I feel like Asa is gonna unlock something. There's something he's going to unlock that I feel like is gonna be completely game changing, you know. But other than that, what do y'all think of this chapter? It is crazy. Leave your comments below. And yeah, this is Miss Composition MC that writes fiction. Make sure to hit a like. Make sure to hit subscribe. Notification bells on. Check out my new album, Earthship. Link in the description. As well as my cannabis-inspired manga-style comic, the most random manga ever. Check volume 1 out. Link in the description. And yeah.
For the return to fall, maybe I should be asleep, but these four moon vibes got me in the deep. Emotional roller coaster strapped in my seat, ready for a trip to find what I seek. Passing through the galaxy into my office, translating thoughts into deep science. Got the sun in my pocket, build your resilience. So when the next winter cycle comes, I prepare with no losses. The work of the solo, it's a boss. At the